Loving Heavenly Father, we praise Thee and thank Thee for bringing us to Sunday School once again. We praise Thee for Thy loving kindness and Thy goodness to us. We pray for the Holy Spirit that will teach us many valuable lessons in the life of David and how we may apply these lessons in our life, that we may live righteously and Thou will bless us and reward us. We pray for today's lesson, David at many places, and where Saul was after him to kill him. So it is, Lord, that we also have many troubles in our life, and how Thou will protect us as Thou hast protected David. We pray for Thy goodness, Thy mercy, and cleansing of all our sins. For as Thou hast said, Lord, Thou will protect the righteous, and we are sinners. So we pray for Thy mercy, that we may confess our sins with a broken spirit and contrite heart. Thou will forgive us, and we will be righteous and have fellowship with Thee. We pray all this in Christ's precious name. Amen. Background. You recall last week we talked about David fleeing away from Saul, and he went to this place called Nob. And in Nob, he had help from a priest called Ahimelech. The priest gave him food and also gave him the sword of Goliath. And from Nob, David ran away to Gath, Philistine country, because he thought that if he was in Philistine country, Saul and his army will not be after him, because Philistine was enemy country to Israel. And so he went to Gath in Philistine country. And let me read to you what happened in Gath, 1 Samuel 21:10-12. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, "Is not this David, the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. So David was already among the Philistines, and the Philistines recognized him and said, "Isn't this David?" When the people of Israel broke out in song and dances that Saul has killed 1,000 of Philistines and David 10,000 Philistines. And so that frightened David, because he was in enemy country and his enemies recognized him as having killed 10,000 of their fellow men. So he was shaken to his bones. And David laid up these words in his heart and was so afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the floor, on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. So, you know, he had to protect himself. He was recognized as Philistine enemy number one, killed 10,000 Philistines. So he pretended to be mad. Yeah. And he was on the floor and started to scratch the floor, scratch the door, and he let his saliva fall all over his beard, pretending to be insane. Then said Achish unto his servants, "Lo, ye see the man is mad. Wherefore then have ye brought him to me?" Why did you, Achish, king of the Philistine, told his servants, "Why did you bring a madman to see me? Have I need of madmen that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" So Achish, king of Philistine, didn't recognize that it was David, because David pretended to be mad. Achish saw a madman in front of him and told his servants, "Why did you bring me a madman? Get him out." So that saved David from being captured by King Gath. So let's see, where did David flee in this map? All right, you see a map here of Israel, and you see here Gibeah. Gibeah is the capital of Saul. Okay, it's quite magnified on the screen. And then he ran down southeast to Nob. Yeah, this is where he met Ahimelech and got help from Ahimelech. And then after that, he ran away from Nob all the way down to Gath, Philistine country, on the west. And this is where he pretended to be mad, and then King Achish sent him away. And so he ran away. Yeah. And he ran down, after Gath, he went to Adullam. Okay? And many other places, which I will talk about today. So the spiritual lessons that we learned from this episode of David was that due to fear and a weak faith, we resort to lies and deception. David was fearful of being captured and pretended to be a madman. What about ourselves when we have fear for our lives? Will we also resort to lies and deception to protect ourselves? And so when we ponder upon this, how we, in our weakness, also tell lies to protect ourselves, then we will also understand why David did something like this. Now, David is a man after God's own heart. He's very close to God. And yet, he's capable of telling lies. He's capable of pretensions. Because he was protecting himself. So David is as human as you and I. We all do things. Sadly, sometimes dishonest things, telling lies, to protect ourselves so that we will not be injured. We will not be responsible for things that we have done wrongly. Says, no, we didn't do this, you know. Somebody else did it. I didn't do it wrongly. Somebody else did it wrongly. Or some other defenses come up to protect ourselves. So what did David say when he, after this episode about himself? Was he very proud that, I got away scot-free from King Gath, King Achish, because I pretended to be a madman? Very proud of what he did. Was it so? Let's read Psalm 34, 12 to 13. David, it was a psalm that talked about David after he was sent away from Gath, King Achish. Let me read to you Psalm 34, 12 to 13. "What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile." After the episode where he pretended to be mad and lied about him not being David, it was deception on his part. And he wrote this psalm, and he said, "What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good?" What must man do that he may see good in his days? And he said, "You must keep your tongue from evil." You must not say bad things about other people. or tell lies. Verse 14, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So that is what he says. Yeah? Very strange, right? You would think that, oh, after he has gone through this episode, he pretended there was deceit on his part, and he escaped from King Achish of the Philistine country. He would say, wow, I'm so clever, I practiced deceit and I escaped from being captured by the Philistine country. No, that's not what he said. The reverse, he said. If you want to have a good life, if you want to see good in your life, you must keep your tongue from evil and don't tell lies. So he must have learned a lesson somehow in that episode when he practiced deceit against King Achish. He learned something that is not mentioned in that chronicle of David. Because in Psalms, he said the opposite. If you want good life, if you want God to bless you, keep your tongue from evil and don't tell lies. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And let me read verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all of them. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Very important verses here in Psalms. It speaks of David's experience, yeah? The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and the Lord deliver them out of all their trouble. So who is the Lord who delivers them from all their trouble? Who are those who are delivered from all their troubles? It is the righteous. Yeah? It is the righteous whom the Lord will deliver them out of all their troubles. Verse 19. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Righteous person may have many troubles. It's not as though a righteous person will be free of trouble. You know, his life is like a bed of roses. It's a live happily ever after story. No. The righteous do not live happily ever after. But the righteous may have many troubles. But the Lord delivers him from them all. The Lord is there to deliver the righteous out of the trouble. That is the big difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. And that's what David said in his Psalm 34. And who are the righteous? I have said earlier on. The righteous are those who keep their tongue from evil and their lips from telling lies. Yes? Those who depart from evil and do good. Those who seek peace and pursue it. Verses 13 and 14. Psalm 34, verses 13 and 14. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, we must be the righteous so that God will deliver us from all our trouble. Psalms 34 says so. God hears the cry of the righteous and deliver them from all their trouble. So we must seek to be righteous in our conduct. And the attributes of the righteous are already in verses 13 and 14. So, just some example of fear and deception on our, when we make mistakes. We do not acknowledge our mistakes, but blame someone else. It's very common for us to say it is not our fault, somebody else's fault. Nobody knows. Who is going to accuse us when there's no witness that we did something wrong? We damage some property, and nobody is around to see you damaging it. And then when somebody said, oh, did you damage it? No, I didn't. Nobody saw me damaging it. Why should I own up? Yeah? So that's... And why do we do that? Out of fear. Because we have to compensate for the damage. Or for whatever other reasons. Yeah, that's just a simple example. Or we may be incriminated that you're so careless, so didn't take care in protecting properties of others. And in order to avoid all this responsibility, accusations, we just brush it aside and say, no, we don't know who is the one. So that's why we tell lies, to protect ourselves, sometimes to protect others as well. Other people made a mistake, or other people are accused, and because of your relationship with other people, you protect other people and say, it's not him. He is not the one who has committed the error. So many reasons why we use deception and we tell lies. So the Bible teaches us to be truthful and admit our mistakes when we are wrong. Yeah, Psalm 34, 17. God delivers the righteous from all his troubles. If you want to be the righteous, because God delivers the righteous from all his troubles, then you must keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Do not tell lies. Verse 13. So now we come to the places that David escaped to. Many places. You can see in this map. If I may show you this map here. Right. David started at Gibeah, capital of Saul. And he knew Saul was coming after him to kill him. He escaped to Nob. And then down to Gath, where he escaped from King Achish, pretending to be the madman, and went to Adullam, and went all the way down to Mizpah. Yeah? And Mizpah all the way back to Hereth, to Keilah, to Ziph, to Maon, to En-Gedi. Why was he going to so many places? Because he had to run away from Saul. Saul and his troops were one or two steps just behind him. And he had to run. If he doesn't run, Saul will capture him. So he ran from the wilderness to the forest, forest to the wilderness, to the cities, all over the places. So you see a long list of cities that he went to. And finally, I think he ended up at Ziklag. And I'll tell you the story of Ziklag later on. So, and the thing about this map is that God protected him. God protected him. If God didn't protect him, he would have been captured. Yes? Saul was hot on his heels. And God kept him safe and sound. Although he was very distressed, he was very fearful. You read the Psalms. Yeah? And you read the Psalms and you find that when David wrote those Psalms, there is only one common thread. He was crying out to God to save his life. He was all distressed, very anxious that he will be captured and killed. That is what the Psalm is all about, the Psalm of David. How he cried out to God, sought God to save him from his enemies, and God saved him. Read all his Psalms. Yeah. So, we must practice to be a David. When we are in trouble, we cry out to God to save us of our trouble. God will save the righteous and deliver us from all our trouble. Okay, let me go through three Bible images and tell you the narrative behind David's escape from Saul. So King Saul was trying to kill David. David fled to hide in a large cave at Adullam. So Adullam is just after he ran away from Gath. Yeah? His cave. Not really a city, but many caves and mountains. And so there is where he hid from Saul. From Nob. You remember how Saul was told by a traitor, the Edomite. And then Saul came after David in Nob, and David had to run away. Yeah? And so he ran to Adullam, a cave, to hide himself. And there he was joined by many people who were in the same camp as him. So Adullam, and near to Adullam was the town of Keilah. The Philistine raiders were attacking the town to steal grain. So you have Keilah just next to Adullam. And then David asked God whether he should attack the Philistine at Keilah to release the Israelites from the Philistines. And God says, go and attack the Philistine near Keilah. So David went to Keilah to save the Israelites from the Philistines. There you have a picture of the city of Keilah, and they were besieged by the Philistines outside. All the tents here are the Philistines. And then here you have David and his men attacking the Philistines and saving the city of Keilah. And again, this was with the help of God. God told David, go attack the Philistines and save Keilah. And David and his men inflicted heavy losses on the Philistines and saved the people of Keilah. Then King Saul was told that David was in Keilah. David learned that Saul was plotting against him. So you see, King Saul is just one or two steps behind David all the time. Why? Traitors. The people of Keilah knew that David was coming. People of Keilah told King Saul, David is here. And Saul knew David was in Keilah. And David inquired God whether Saul would attack Keilah and whether its citizens would hand him over to Saul. And God told David, yes, Saul would attack Keilah, and the citizens will betray David to Saul. So David was always very close in communion with God. And God will be directing David what to do to escape from Saul. So the Lord replied that Saul would attack Keilah, and David would be handed over to him by the people of Keilah. So David moved to Ziph Saul searched for David but did not find him. So from Keilah, David and his people moved to Ziz because they had been betrayed by the people of Keilah. Saul was coming. So pausing here, David saved the people of Keilah from the Philistines. Why did the people of Keilah betray David? The people of Keilah wants reward from the king. Wants the king to hold the people of Keilah in high regard. At the same time, they were also fearful of what Saul would do to them if they did not tell on David. Just like they would have heard what happened to Ahimelech. Poor Ahimelech. He was helpful to David, and he and his whole family were all killed in Nob by Saul. What if Keilah also helped David? What will happen to Keilah? What will happen to the city of Keilah if they help David? So these are issues that would be in the mind of the people of Keilah. And they said, no, no, we better tell Saul. So this is very human. We are talking about human nature here. Why the people of Keilah betrayed David? Of course, there will be those who are on the side of David, but then you will always have two camps. Those who are fearful of helping David, those who are faithful to David and grateful to David for saving them. And so there you are. David had to run from Keilah. And David moved to Ziph, another place on the map, further down southwest in the mountainous area. Saul searched for David but did not find him. The Ziphites went to Saul at Gibeah to report David was at the hill of Hakilah near Horesh. So the Ziphites did what the Keilah people did. They betrayed David. They told Saul David was near their place. Saul told them to keep a close watch on David's movement and keep him updated. Where is Horesh? Horesh is here. So when David came to Ziph, it's all near, very near each other, Ziph and Horesh. Of course, the people of Ziph know that David was around. And the people of Ziph went to tell Saul that David was around. Saul was keeping a close tab on David's movement. So you see, Saul spies everywhere. David cannot keep to just one place alone. He must move. Saul and his army went down to the desert of Maon, where David was last seen. As Saul approached one side of the mountain, David and his men were on the other side, hurrying to get away. So it was so near as this, you know. You see, David's men on the bottom left and Saul's men on the top right-hand corner, pursuing David and his men, and they had to run around the mountain, playing hide and seek with each other in the mountainous area. So it was very distressing, very fearful situation for David and his men. Because wherever they go, they will be traced by Saul. Because the people will not hesitate to tell Saul of David and their whereabouts. The people themselves are also frightened. They cannot be seen to be on the side of David. They will be reminded of what happened in Ahimelech's case. So they must protect themselves. So at the very crucial moment when Saul was closing in on David, messenger appeared to Saul, you know, on the side of a mountain where they were playing hide and seek with each other. The two camps were on opposite sides of the mountain. And Saul was closing in. And then messenger came to Saul. Come quickly! The Philistines are attacking our land. Messenger told King Saul. Saul had to break off his pursuit of David to go and fight the Philistines. So it was God who intervened, protected David from being captured by Saul, sent Philistines to attack part of Israel, and then Saul had to move his troops to resist the attack of the Philistines. So at the nick of time, David was saved again. You can imagine how distressing and fearful the people, David and his people, were. They were so close. And David was just moving away whenever Saul appeared round the corner of the mountain. They were moving to another side of the mountain to escape. So David and his men escaped to live in the wilderness hills and caves around En-Gedi, near the Dead Sea. So when Saul was sent his men and himself to resist the attack of the Philistines, David finally got a breather. From Ziph, they moved down to the east, En-Gedi, which is next to the Dead Sea. And there they lived in the wilderness and caves of near the Dead Sea. Saul fought against the Philistines, then returned with 3,000 men to search for David. So Saul was relentless. He never let go of David. Even after he has beaten away the Philistines, he came back to search for David. So that was how terrifying it must have been for David, that his pursuers never let him go. And his life is always hanging on a thread. And he must always be on the watch in case he's captured, in case people betray him. Full of fear, full of distress. He would have been on the run for many months, fearful for his life. Who is the next person who will betray him? Who is the next? When will Saul appear near him? What is Saul going to do? What is the scheme of their attack and their manner, their strategy of capturing David? And how must he run away? All this plague in the mind. And God was the only one he could turn to save himself. Because he couldn't see what Saul was going to do. Enemies are all around him. Even the Israelites in Keilah, Ziph, all over. They come to him, or they go to the village, they go to the city, and the villagers and the city folks are on the surface kind and helpful. Then there's enemy, spies, traitors within the midst who would tell Saul of his whereabouts. Fear strikes him. These people here, they are his enemies. When is Saul coming next to Ziph? When is Saul coming next to En-Gedi? There is fear. There is mental anguish for David. So what spiritual lesson do we learn here? God protects the righteous from danger. Psalm 34:17. David was always a few steps ahead of Saul. God also protects us if we are righteous before God. Psalm 34:17. Let me read to you again. Very important psalm. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. So we look at David. He is righteous before God. David cries out to God, and God delivers David from all his trouble. Wherever he went to, Saul was hot on his heels, and yet David was not captured. The righteous cry, the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. So we ask, who are the righteous? Because the righteous is the one who would be delivered out of all their troubles. Who is the righteous? Those who keep their tongue from speaking evil. What does that mean? Gossip, tale-bearer, character assassination, tongue speaking evil. Getting people in trouble by what a person says. Do not tell lies, which is what we are familiar with. Yeah, we tell lies to protect ourselves, to protect other people. We tell lies to absolve ourselves from responsibility, from wrongdoings. We tell lies to get other people into trouble. Well, intentionally or unintentionally, we tell lies. We tell lies. White lies, black lies, different colors. Turn away from evil. Do good, seek peace. Turn away from evil. Let not our hands do things which are evil. Let not our thoughts think evil. Turn away from evil. Do good. Do good to others. When others are in help, in need of help, help. Story of the Good Samaritan. The Samaritan and the injured Jew are not supposed to be friendly, because the Samaritans are low class, low class, and the Jews do not want to have any association with the Samaritan. But yet, when the Samaritan saw the Jew injured on the floor, he came to help the Jew. So, do good. Seek peace. Seek peace. Do we indulge in conflicts with other people? Do we insist on our rights and get into a debate with another person? Heated debate. Do we insist on certain things that we must do and get into a fight with other people? That is not seeking peace. Sometimes seeking peace means you don't insist on your rights and let peace prevail. When you insist on your right, there will be no peace. Sometimes. I'm not saying that you must not seek. You must not seek your right. Sometimes, you do not engage in a debate, even though you are right. Sometimes, you do not speak out against somebody because you want to seek peace. So that's seeking peace. So these are attributes of the righteous. Psalm 34, 13 to 14. There were those who betrayed David for reward, Keila and Ziphites. If I may also add, not just for reward, but to protect themselves. If the Keilite people and the Ziphites did not tell Saul, Saul come to know that David was in Keilah and Ziph. What is Saul going to do to the people of Keilah and Ziph? He's not going to be friendly towards them, is he? Just as he was not friendly towards Ahimelech and the people of Nob for siding with David and not telling him that David was in their midst. So the Caleb people and the Ziphites were fearful. Yeah? So we also face people who may betray us for favors. Yes? We have all types of people in this world. David was betrayed by people he helped. He helped to get rid of the Philistines in Keilah, and yet the people of Keilah betrayed him for their own preservation, because they should not be seen to be on the side of David. So it is the same in our world today. We have people who may betray us because they have to take sides. So whatever trouble we may be in, God takes care of us wherever we are. Whatever trouble we may be in, God takes care of us wherever we are, provided we are the righteous. So I would like to ask you to contemplate and share how God has helped or protected us when in trouble. Just contemplate in the past how God has helped or protected us when we were in trouble. Take a few minutes to contemplate. Yes, I would like also to share about how God has protected me. Couple of years ago, before the pandemic, I was in Batam. It was a Christmas celebration to the Batam church. That night was a Christmas youth celebration in the church. The youth presented songs and sketches, and I gave a Christmas message. And after that, it was already quite dark and it started to rain. And so Sister Roska and myself, after the whole service was over, we were going to leave. And it started to rain, and we make a dash for the car. And I missed a step, and I fell. It was quite a bad fall, although it was only one step I missed. And I had a bad cut here. And it was already dark, raining, 7, 8 p.m., Batam. No hospital there. And Sister Roska said, oh, it's a bad cut. Must go to see a doctor. So finally, one ibu of the church brought us to a medical post. Thank God there was one medic there. Very experienced medic. Cleaned out my wound. This part here, my left eyebrow, cut, and he cleaned it up and stitched it back. Praise the Lord. At least there was a medic to do the job, and thank God no infection. And carry on with my next few days of mission work there. Went home, went to see the doctor back in Singapore. Doctor gave me a tetanus jab. Checked out the wound, was clean, no infection, praise the Lord. But I want to praise the Lord especially for that medic. He was not a doctor, but very experienced. So I had an experienced medic attending to me, but there was a young doctor. Very young, very inexperienced. Young doctor just watched. Whereas the medic did all the work. So praise the Lord, he saved me, protected me when I was in trouble. So I'm sure we can always remember how when we were in trouble, when God saved us. Let us go to God in prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we praise Thee and thank Thee. How many times Thou hast saved us from our trouble, protected us, and directed us safely. We praise Thee and thank Thee for our dear sister, that Thou hast also protected her and the bruises and were not serious. And she was given a clean bill of health. All praise and glory to thee. We pray for many others who are or have encountered trouble or are still encountering trouble, that thou will protect them and save them. And they will cry out to thee, and thou will hear them and deliver them. We praise thee, Lord, for thou art our loving Heavenly Father, and we are thy children. And thou hast saved us from eternal death. And what more, Lord, will thou save us from the daily grind on this earth? Lord, we praise thee and thank thee for this lesson, that we must be righteous before thee, that our lips not speak evil nor tell lies. Let us do good and turn from evil and pursue peace. And thou wilt help us and deliver us from all our troubles. We pray and thank thee in Christ's precious name. Amen. Thank you for coming.